Ready? Okay, just one thing before we start. As always, by every halacha shir, and this is the case, one person asked me before the shir, there are no agendas when we analyze a halachic topic. We try to understand the halacha when I give any topic. You know, sometimes people might feel like there's an agenda if the poskim seem to go against a certain behavior that people have been doing for a long time. But that doesn't mean that there's an agenda. Again, as I see everything, we're going to see a lot of different sources tonight from various types of sources. We're going to see, right, left, middle, whatever you want to call it. We'll see some Rishonim, we'll see some Achronim. And a pattern will emerge regarding certain. We're going to discuss different, we're going to discuss what is the mitzvah, when is the mitzvah, does it apply to women, what is the mitzvah with, so various different issues. But the description of the mitzvah, again, I put a number of sources here. If there are other sources that I have left out, feel free to let me know, and I will gladly put them on. As long as it's an authoritative source, the caliber of those that are in these sources. Again, so I say that off the bat. I am never, and if Chas v'Shalom, we did in the daf a couple of days ago, Akavya ben Mahalalel said something about Shmaya v'Avtalion. Oh, he only allowed this because they were Gerim, and he felt bad for the Gerim, and they got very upset because the Posek got to try to be objective. So again, whenever any of us, we're going to sit here now and analyze the Makaris together, we have to realize we're trying to be as objective as possible. And there is certain flexibility, as we will see in the sources, but obviously you will see what the sources, a lot of them speak for themselves. But again, any other sources, you know, feel free. You know, the next time I give the shiur, I'll add it in. I'm always open for criticism and halachas that have been left out. And we're just trying to understand the halacha. Okay, so that's just in terms of a caveat before we begin. Wine in general plays a unique role in Yahadus. If you think just about it, the history. Think about various halachos. We always, you know, we do so many mitzvos with wine. Basically, every mitzvah that, you know, it's such a meaningful yontif and weddings and pidyon haben and bris. Everything has wine, 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 wine. Yet, if we look through Torah, you don't have to look so far into Torah to see the powers of wine, right? You see Noach already, second parsha. You see Lot and his daughters. You see, wine plays major roles. Throughout many stories in the Torah and in Tanakh in general. So that always has to be. We're not having a shiur about that, but just wine in general plays an important role in halacha. That is for sure agreed upon. It plays a unique role, specifically when it comes to Purim. And that's based on Rava. Rava is the one that got the ball rolling in this regard. Again, just even before we start, we know there are four mitzvahs of Purim. So this drinking wine business, we have to figure out where it fits in. There are four mitzvahs of Purim. There is Kriyas Megillah, Bayom Balailo Bayom. There is Seudas Purim. There is Matanas Levyonim, and there's Mishloach Manos. Those are the four mitzvahs of Purim. We had a shiur on Shabbos. Maybe Mishloach Manos is connected to the Seudah, or maybe it stands on its own. Fine. But those are four mitzvahs. Everything else has to fit in somewhere. Either part of one of these mitzvahs, or maybe a minog, you know, clapping for Haman. I wouldn't put in any of these four. It's a minog. The Ramah says you should clap for Haman and you shouldn't be mevatel any minog. That's what Ramah says. People might say, oh, it causes Raj, it causes confusion, and this and that. The kids love it. It's an experience of Purim. It's a minog Yisrael. If it's done properly and it doesn't violate any halacha, then you do it. That's what Ramah says, as long as it's a proper minog. And dressing up is also, all these things are wonderful parts of Purim. So we always have to know, if it's not part of the mitzvah, you have to make sure there's no downside. You have to make sure and how is it categorized? Is it a separate idea? Is it connected to any of the other four mitzvahs? So when we have the following line, we're going to discuss the drinking of wine, we're going to have to figure out, is it connected to any of the other mitzvahs? Or is it something separate? Fine. So let's see source number one. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin. Amar Rava. So Rava tells us, Mechayiv inish livisume bipurya, Adzelo Yada bein Aror Haman Lebarach Mordechai. Rava tells us a man is obligated to be mevusam. Very difficult word to translate. Be mevusam bepurya, with wine. Bepurya, I'm sorry, bepurya on Purim. So livisume. How would you translate it? It's a hard word to know. But let's say it means to get intoxicated. Let's say it means that. Let's assume even for you, even though it doesn't say lish takir. The Gemara says lish takir sometimes. But let's assume what it means to get intoxicated. Until he doesn't know the difference between Arar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Hopefully, by the end of the Shia, we'll have different interpretations what that means. But this is Adelo Yada. Adelo Yada, you have to drink. So if we just take that line at face value, okay, Rava seems a beferish din. And if you look in the tour, in source number three on the left side, the tour says, where the circle is, Vitzarech sheyis taker ad delo yada bein Arar Haman lebaruch Mordechai. So he cleared the tour. This is the tour quoting. Now this is a halachic work. So many things of the Gemara aren't specifically meant for halacha. Many agada, but it's in the tour. And not only is it in the tour, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's how we live our life. The Shulchan Aruch, source number four, quotes, this is the beginning of Simin, Simin Tafri Shadikei. So from the beginning, Hagah, Mitzvah, is interesting. The Ramah is before the Shulchan Aruch in the Simin. Very unusual. Beginning of the Simin, Hagah already. The Shulchan Aruch didn't say anything yet. The Ramah says, no, I have to add something. Hagah, Mitzvah laharbos b'se'udas purim, u b'se'uda achas yotzin. So mitzvah to be marbe in Seudas Purim, and you only need one Seuda. In other words, in contrast to Mikra Megillah, where you have the double, so night and day, so too, but Seuda is one. Seudas Purim sha'asa balayla lo yatzi de chavasa. If you make your Seuda at night, you're not yotze. Hagam mikom makom gam balayla yismach v'yarbe ksas b'Seuda. The Ramah says it's a kiyum to have a little extra, little extra. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, chayiv inish levesume b'puria, Adelo Yada bein Arar Haman lebaruch Mordechai. Right, a person must, again, the lashon of Rava, levesume b'puria, let's say it means to get intoxicated on Purim until he doesn't know the difference. So if we would end the shir here, it would be a very short shir, and we would know. The Gemara says it, the Tur says it, the Shulchan Aruch says it, finished. What's there to talk about? Yeah. Oh. So that's Menachem picked up on something very crucial. He put it in the Simen of Seuda, but the Tur did that too. The Shulchan Aruch is just following the Tur. But where else should it be? I mean, it's got to be somewhere in Hilchos Purim. You're not going to have a whole Simen with this one line of Chayiv Inish Levesumi. But it's true. You know, you always have to have a better source. But you're right. The context is Seuda, which we will get back to. That was the Brisker Rav's Diyuk in a Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll get back to. Okay, but so far, seems pretty clear what the halach is. The controversy starts by a story in the Gemara right after Rava, which we didn't read yet. Let's go back to source number one. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Machayev Inish Levesumi B'Puria, Adelo Yada, Bein Arar Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. Fine. So now the Gemara tells a story. Rava v'Reb Zera of the Suda Spurim Bahadi Hadadi, Rava and Reb Zera were having a Suda together. Wonderful, the Amaram got together on Purim to have a Suda. Ivsum, and Rabba had a little too much to drink, and he got intoxicated. Kum Rabba, Shachte L'Reb Zera. He got up, I guess he didn't like his Chidush Torah, he didn't like what he said in Shir that morning, and he took care of him. He was shoching him. Where it says, Rabba got up and killed Reb Zera. That's the Pashtus, right? He didn't like the Vart from the morning. Right? My Rebbe learns differently. You know, I didn't like it. L'machar, Boi Rachame V'achye. The next morning, Boi Rachamei. So Rava realizes after the hangover leaves, he realizes what he did, and he davens, and Achye, he revives him. Can you find various times in the Gemara where Amaram have this power of Tchiyat HaMesim, of creating a golem, of all these different, using Sefer Yetzira, however, but that's what happened. That's the Pashas of the Gemara, that Rava got up and killed Gzeira. Amar Le, Lashana, line 6. The following year, Amar Le, Nasi Marvin Evitz, Udas Purim Bahadi Adadi. So the next year, Rabbah felt so bad at what he did the previous year, so he says, I have to invite him again. So Rabbah invites Rav Zera, you want to come over again? We'll have the Suda again, I'm really sorry. So Amar Le, says Rav Zera, Lo Bechol Shaita Vashaita Misrachish Nisa. No, Nisan don't happen every day. You know, I'm not taking my chances. You know, last year, thank you very much. You know, you got me back together again. But, you know, who knows if that's going to happen again. So therefore, the Pashas of the Gemara, he declined the invitation the second year. That's the story quoted in the Gemara. what is the significance of this story? That's the question. So we have Rava's line, and then we have this story of Rava and Rav Zera, and we have this whole discussion. So if I were to ask you, so a lot of times stories don't tell us anything in the Gemara. They always teach us something. But they teach us nice mussar, they teach us interesting thoughts. I like to say, like a lot of times in every generation, in a shir, everybody always likes a good story. Look at the story, it keeps them interested. So why are there so many stories in the Gemara? You know, it's also, Ravina and Ravashi knew that we can't just have dry halacha, you know, for so long. We need some funny stories, we need some interesting stories, we need somebody screaming, get out of the base medrash. Every couple of blah, you know, we have something exciting like that. So do we hear, maybe it's just a nice, interesting story about Purim. Maybe it has no significance. That's one way to read the Gemara. Rava says what he says. You look in the Torah, like we did, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, well, no, maybe the story has no significance. But if I were to ask you if it would have significance, what would you say? Do you think it... Sorry? Okay, that's one thing. Maybe it's a nice idea to have a Suda with others, right? And that's what we mentioned about on Shabbos. We mentioned Mishloach Manos might be a key. If you invite somebody over, maybe a Yotzei Suda and Mishloach Manos. Josh? Maybe it's a fraction that what? So maybe it's a reflection that how far the Sume should go? Oh, meaning what? Maybe. Maybe they got too drunk. Meaning, and therefore, what do you mean? So shachtei should not be taken literally. So how do you have? So what does it mean? Right. So he was achye. He revised it. You're right. I mean, what Aaron is saying is what the Marsha says in source number 6. The Marsha says it can't be that he really killed him. Come on, I'm talking about Rav and Rav Zera here. You know what? And what he killed him and he put a gate. Say it must be that he gave him so much wine he was about to die. You know, but he didn't actually just die, and then he helped him get better, and he helped him with a hangover. So Mizrachashisa, maybe he was so pushed to the edge, you know, so then, but that's what the Marsha, look at the Marsha in source number 6, that's what he says. He says, we'll go back to source number 5 in a minute, says the Marsha, Dover Tamuahu, Lafarsho Kapashte, it's a Tamuah, you're going to say the Pashtus? Some stories can't be taken literally. So Venire the Ratzalomar Kain Shachte. It means like he shechted him. The Agbare Chamra, that he gave him so much wine, the Kafye Lishtos Yoser Midai. He was so machmir on this halacha of Chai Venishla Vesume. He gave him so much wine at Shechala Benatalamus. He had to go get his stomach pumped. And he was in the emergency room overnight. He was Kimat. Lakach Nakte. So the wine fills up your neck, and that's where the makam shchita is. That's why he uses the lashon of shachte, etc. The end of the third line. The ka'amri, the hispalo alav, shelo yamos mecholi zeh. And he davens that he don't die from this call. It doesn't mean that he was machai himamish, but he died, davened that he shouldn't die. Achet is rapa. The chematzino, the mikro, the talmud, lashon chai, mi lashon refuah. Chai sometimes means healed. Doesn't always mean that he was mechayim. Okay, so that's what Aaron said. What the Marsha says. Don't take it literally. But the pashas of the Gemara is that this is what he did. Somebody else? Yeah. So let's take it step by step. So that's number 5. So there is a Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, there are a couple of sugyas and shas where Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoting one of the Rishonim, is famous. Rabbeinu Ephraim is one of the Rishonim. There's a sugya in Yoredeya where Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita is famous. Chaticha Das is Nevelach. Rabbeinu Ephraim by Hanan. But here he's also Rabbeinu Ephraim by Chayav Enishlo Vesume. What does he say? The following. So that's number 5. So the Ran quotes Chayav Enishlo Vesume Adzalo Yada, then quotes the Rabbeinu Ephraim where it's underlined. The cuss of Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal, Mehahu Uvda, to come Rabbe. You know what you learn from that story? We don't hold like Rava. Why do you think the Gemara brings that story? Obviously, you're not supposed to go around killing people. So right after Rava says, you got to drink a lot of Purim, you quote the story to say Rava's wrong. And look what it could do, and therefore, there's no mitzvah to drink on Purim. That's a good question. The Gemara, most of the time, when the Gemara would quote something like this, it would say, Maisa Lissor? Is this Maisa Lissor? And somebody would say, yes, Anochinami. But that is a problem with the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, that it doesn't say in the Gemara, Blessed Hilchos HaKavaseh. Meaning what? But maybe the point is that maybe after this story, but you're right, it seemed like they held of it. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying is that for us, the reason Ravina and Ravashi put this story in the Gemara is to tell us that the halacha is not like Rava. Yeah. Well, we don't know what Rava's level is. Adaloyada. Okay, so we don't. Even though you're going to do crazy things, maybe that's why it's breaking. Maybe it's just the opposite of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, but what Michael just said before. But from the story itself, there are those who say, Goloka Rabbeinu Ephraim. Again, Rabbeinu Ephraim says that you learn from the story, Listar. Rava says you have to drink. The story says somebody kills us, Reuben killed Shimon, so there's no mitzvah to drink. But there are those, if you look in the Pri Chadash, in source number 7, the Pri Chadash, one of the early Achronim, he says, you learn from the story, not just a general, you see how far you have to go. But there's a raya from the story itself that distill a mitzvah to drink, even though that took place. Well, I think about the story. What happened? He invited him next year, and he said no. And he said no. Why would he say no? We don't hold like them anymore. It must be because he was still worried. He knew there was still a mitzvah. And therefore he said no. If the reason would have been nilcha, so then he wouldn't have said no. He would say, okay, I'm coming because there's no more drinking. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, so let's just read that inside. Right, he still might want to say no. He still doesn't know what. Maybe Rava is going to be machmer on himself. You know, you never know. But that is what the Pri Chadash's claim is. So it's very. You have the story in the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't say what the story is coming to teach us. So we have opposite shitos in the Mefarshim. Is this story coming to disprove Rava, or is it Daka coming to prove Rava? Let's see. Rabbeinu Ephraim was a Rishon, he was early, yeah. He's before the tour. But, right, obviously, the tour, the Shulchan Aruch, did impossible like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Right? They quote Rava verbatim. Hayav Inshul Basumi Adelo Yada. But at least this is a Rishon that would quote. So I gave source number 7. The Pri Chadash is very little words in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. I just gave it to you from Rav Zevin. He has a nice, he paraphrases him. Source number 7. Ta'ina Hegyoni Ta'na Pri Chadash Neged Rabbeinu Ephraim B'siyato. The Pri Chadash has an argument against Rabbeinu Ephraim. Adaraba may osa uvda yeshlohiyah hare yeshlohiyah lehefach. From that story itself, we can prove just the opposite. Sha'amnam kachu adin l'shtakar harbe. You have to get drunk a lot. Why? V'lochein choshju laso shuv asuda yachad. That is why Reb Zeira was worried the following year. Mikivan sharaba alul mitoch shichrus laso smaisa kazeh hazuch haklinez. Because Rabba has a previous history of actions such as these, so then that's why he was upset. If because of this whole story, then we don't hold like Rav anymore, Lamachash Reb Zeira, then Reb Zeira wouldn't have been upset, wouldn't have been scared anymore to go. So that is the Shita of Rechadah. She quotes maybe it's an Eshkol also, but that is a Machlokas in the Mefarshim. What do we do with the story after the Shita of Rav? Okay, so that is part one, which is you have the line of Rava, you have the tour is clear, Paskins like Rava. The Shulchan Aruch is clear, Paskins like Rava. And the question is, does everybody agree to that or not? Okay? So that's a way that Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, so Heshi's explaining how would Rabbeinu Ephraim answer the Pri Chadash's Taina? The Pri Chadash says, no, it's a Raya because he didn't want to accept the following year. So Rabbeinu Ephraim might say, it wasn't that year. Listen, because of one incident, it might be over time, these are the types of stories that came out on Purim, so that is why it was Mavuta. But that was only later down the road, but not Mamish that year. Okay, so this is the discussion in the of the story in the Gemara. There is, though, let's go a little bit further down in the poskim, because it is interesting that we will now see somebody who paskins like Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Ephraim who rejects Rava, and somebody who accepts Rabbeinu Ephraim, and they're kind of merging They're kind of limiting each of the extreme shitos, and they're kind of both converging somewhere in the middle. We'll see the Bach and the Beis Yosef. First the Bach. Bach was a little bit after the Beis Yosef. Let's see him first. The Bach in source number 8. Quote, Ulafiani es daiti, line 11, Kipshuto, the Tzarek she is taker harbe, adelo yada klau machilik yesh bin arahabim labarach Mordechai. Right, the pashas is that you have to read such a level that you don't know the difference. Shezehi gia karov l'shechrusa shalot. You have to drink a lot until you start losing yourself. The aim l'tmua eich hirshu l'shtakar kolkach. And you shouldn't wonder how it did mutter, which we're going to get to the hashkafa about it a little bit later. Shari rabba v'reb zeira ha yimishtak v'na shakam v'rabba v'shachti l'reb zeira. You see how far the mitzvah goes. Look at the story, like Josh said. V'hanachon b'tzez d'bach. This is what I think is correct. Mashakatzav HaRav HaGadol Rabbeinu Ephraim says the Bach, I agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. But how does he understand Rabbeinu Ephraim? The Mehach Uvda Deshachli Rabba L'Reb Zeira Itzchile Meimer Derava V'Lav Shapir L'Mevet Achi. I think you shouldn't go overboard, says the Bach, because Haraya Sakhanas Nefashos, anything that can lead to Sakhanas Nefashos, even a Suffix Sakhanas Nefashos, you know, we don't have Shabbos for that. We drive on Shabbos for that. So we're going to say that because we have a Suffix, how to understand something. V'chein Kasu Bal Hamor V'Haran Mishmo. These we shouldn't quote him. V'nire d'hach taima sider bal hatamad l'hach uvda d'rabba v'rab zera basar meimer d'rabba. That's why, like we said, that's why the Gemara says the story of these Amoraim right after Rabba. L'meimer d'hach yavi hilchas rabba l'tchidu d'rabba. Umihu, and here's the Bach's added chiddush. What is Rabbeinu Ephraim say? How is Rabba rejected? Dafka livesume adilo yada bein aror haman l'borach Mordechai. Who did Achidam lay? We reject an extreme form of Rava, says the Bach. Even Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says that Rava is rejected, that doesn't mean you're not supposed to drink at all on Purim. It means you're not supposed to go overboard and drink so much that you lose yourself. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. Aval mihu, and this is, remember who's talking here. This is somebody who accepts Rabbeinu Ephraim. Somebody who says Rabbeinu Ephraim is telling us that don't think Rabbeinu Ephraim rejects drinking totally. It's only dafka, the total drinking, which would lead to like what happened in the story. Aval tzarech miu tzarech lishtos harbe milimudo, but you still have to drink more than you usually do. Sheyetiv libo b'mishta v'yehei shasli. So you feel a little happy. O afilu shikar sheino yachol adarba lefei amelech. Even if you get somewhat drunk, the Bach even adds, Rakshatehe daito alav. You should always have your head. You should always, doesn't mean you have to be able to drive, but you should always have your head, says the Bach, and that's even someone, just to think about it, it's amazing. The Bach now is saying, I accept Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim held that we reject Rava. But what does it mean to reject Rava, says the Bach? It means that you should drink more than you usually do, but don't go crazy that you're gonna cause danger. That is, on the one hand, you have a Posek who accepts Rabbeinu Ephraim, but somehow limits him. Now, just as the foil, we have the Beis Yosef, who's on the other hand, who does not accept Rabbeinu Ephraim, who accepts Rava. But he's going to limit Rava. So we're going to end up bringing the two shitas together. Those who accept and reject Rabbeinu Ephraim, even though it seems like a major machlokas, that was part one, but this part two, after this Bach and Beis Yosef, we're going to see the shitas kind of start converging. Says the Beis Yosef, in source number 9, he quotes an Arachas Chaim, Rav Armi Lunel, one of the Rishonim. On line 9, Kasa Barachas Chaim, Chayiv Inish L'Vesumi V'Puria. What does that mean? So he quotes Rava, meaning Rabbeinu Ephraim is not mentioned here in the Arachas Chaim. But what does that mean? Lo Sheyistaker. That does not mean drunk. And we'll mention a little bit later, the Arizal makes the diak. It doesn't say Lehistaker in the Gemara. It says Le'Ifsume. What does Le'Ifsume mean? The Gemara knows Le'Ifsume. Le'Ifsume means to become somewhat happy. To become somewhat happy, to be Mavusam. Right? So I think the Lashon is, I just thought of it now, but Kiddush Lavana says that we're supposed to do it on Motzei Shabbos. When we're mevusam, I think that's the lashon, right? I think when we're mevusam in our Shabbos clothes, and right, there's something where we have a step in our walk. Is that the phrase?
The ifsum is the lashon they use in the Rabbah.
Sorry?
Ifsum is the lashon they use in the Rabbah.
That what? That ifsum, right? In a chinami. That's true. But lo she yistaker not doesn't mean to get totally stone drunk. Shashichrus iser gamur ve'ein lacha aveira gedola mizu. Listen, this is somebody who accepts Rava talking. Remember, the Bach already was amazing because he accepted Rabbeinu Ephraim, who rejected drinking, but he said you still have to drink. So now the Archos Chaim is someone who accepts Rava. You have to drink. But he says, Ein lecha aveira gadola mizu, shehu gorim legili arayis v'shvichas damim v'kama aveira zuwasan. No small things. Ach, sheyishte yosem ilimuda ma'at. If they drink more than usual, a little bit. So we take these two sheets together, we're kind of like merging. We have the Bach who says, I hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, but you know, you still have to drink. Even Rabbeinu Ephraim says you have to drink more than you usually do. You have the Archos Chaim and the Beis Yosef who says, I hold like Rava, but all Rava means you have to drink more than you usually do. So what's the machlokas here? Right, because he says Harve. Exactly, I noticed that too. Elliot notes that in the Bach's Lashon, the Bach who Lechora is in the Rabbeinu Ephraim camp on line 21, he still says, even Rabbeinu Ephraim agrees, Sorach Shilishtos Harbe Milimuzam. Right, or Afilu Shikr. You can't drink drug, you still have to know how to talk. Well, the Archos Chaim accepts Rava. So it's like V'rahafahu. Somebody who Rabbeinu Ephraim man is saying you have to drink more, while a Rava man is saying you have to drink less. But this is all the Psak. Yeah. But not only that, but what Joe just said earlier, because that is in the story, if you want to say, oh, the Vesumi doesn't really mean drunk, but look what how in the story it's described. Rabbi and Zira had a food together, Ibsum. So that's describing what happened in the story, which is Mashma, that he got drunk, because that's the description of the state of the Rabbanon at the store in the story. Yeah. So we're going to get. I skipped source number two, the Rashi. We're going to get back to that in a minute. But that's an important Rashi. Yeah. Right, so Le'ifsume means. Right, so we're going to talk about that. Like, if you're so happy, sometimes you can't think straight. You know, I'm so thrilled. I'm so, joyous that. Right, but it's both extreme emotions. Extreme emotions, you can't think straight. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but I'm saying ad lo yada. So we have to figure out what that means. But that's quoting Rava. So the Archos Chaim holds like Rava. He holds like Rava. The question is, what does Rava mean? And what does ad lo yada mean? We don't know what that means yet, either. I mean, the simple translation is, a person has to be, Arhaman and Baruch Mordechai. If you take the simple pshat, even somebody totally drunk knows the difference between Arhaman and Baruch Mordechai. You know, so what does that mean? So that we'll get to at the end. We'll get to some pirushim. But this was all part one. This was all the background. The lundis, the conceptual. Do you paskin? Do you not paskin? What do you do with the story? Part two is lamaisa. Okay, so what are we supposed to do? Lamaisa. So let's read. We're going to see together. We're going to see a rishon. We're going to see an achron. We're going to see some early achronim. We're going to see some later achronim. And we're going to see there's a common thread in all of these sources. And again, I said, I said, before we started, there's no agenda here. I'm not telling anybody, there's nobody, like I said, the first thing. It's not that I know how anybody behaves on Purim. I've never seen anybody on Purim. That's not my business. And we all have to fulfill the mitzvah. I'm just trying to look through the sources, and we together are trying to figure out how best to be Mekayim this Shulchan Aruch. That's what we're trying to do. How should we best be Mekayim this Shulchan Aruch? We're good Torah Jews. We're trying to figure it out. So how do you do it? So first the Me'iri. Let's start with the Rishon. The Me'iri. What does the Me'iri say? And this Me'iri is quoted in the Bir Halacha as well. By the bottom of the page. Source number 10. The Me'iri in Megillah on this Gemara. What does the Me'iri say? Chayiv Adam laharbos besimcha b'yom zeh uba'achila u'bishasiyah ad shalo yechzar shum davar. You have to be totally, as if eat and drink until your heart's content on Purim. Laharbos besuda. Umikom akom. Again, and this is somebody speaking in the 1400s. Mikom akom, 1300s even. Ein anu mitzuvin lehistaker ulahafchis atzmeinu mitocha simcha. We are not commanded to get drunk and lower ourselves. Act like prusim mitoch simcha. Shalonitz tavinu al simcha shel holulus v'shel shtus. This isn't a musar chumra musar sefer. This is the Me'iri. We are not commanded in a simcha of total levity and shtus and out of control. Ela besimcha shel tanug sheyagia mitocha la'avat Hashem Yisbarach v'hodah l'anisim she'asa lanu. Says the Miri, it is obvious, and we're going to see this in many, many sources, that the simcha of Purim and the drinking of Purim, yes, l'maisa, kimat everyone says that you're supposed to, if it doesn't make us sick, we're supposed to try to drink more than we usually drink. What does that mean, more than we usually drink? Right? So again, it's different for me, it's one cup. Right? Talk about what one has to drink. But what should one drink? Is there any kiyum in schnapps, or is it getting drunk, or it's the act of drinking, which we'll get to in a minute? But the Meiri says there is never a simcha of holiness. And just to add to the Meiri, the Karban Nisanal on the Gemara even says ad lo yada ad lo ad b'chlal. Right, and that's quoted by later Mefarshim as well. But it's ad lo ad b'chlal. Ad lo yada means it doesn't. There's no simcha shel holiness. That's not what. That Chazal would never be misaking such an idea that you have a mitzvah to do that. Furthermore, going a little couple hundred years later, the Mishnah Berurah says in source number 11, and we're doing mainstream sources here, just to clarify that again. The Mishnah Berurah is, yeah, Maishwa. Again, somebody was talking, they said, oh, you know, the agenda, that. I'm not trying to be defensive or offensive. I just want to balance that. Just trying to go through the sources. Source number 11, what?
For the tape.
Whoever's listening out there. Whoever didn't want to come because they didn't want to, you know, just like, the women who listen to the covering the hair shear on the tape and the people who listen to the gambling shear on the tape. You know, the rabbi's job to talk about the Lamaisa events. You know, Rabbi, don't talk to us about Shabbos and Kasha, Tarsha, Mishpacha. Talk about Judaism. You know, that's the, you know. Source number 11, the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, "Va'ayve yalozuta to mikol makom," and this is a very important point. Yira liozahir be'inyan netilas yadayim berchas hamotzi uberchas hamazon v'yasim chashal mitzvah. In other words, says the Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to see this in another source in a minute. It can't be that we have a mitzvah to do something that's going to then step on the toes of some other mitzvah that we have to do. You're going to have to, Berachas HaMazon is a mitzvah d'araisa. This whole Purim is d'rabbanan. Berachas HaMazon is a mitzvah d'araisa. If we're supposed to become satiated. And what about Netilas Yadayim? And what about Ma'ariv? And what about many other mitzvos? It's impossible, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. You look at the Bir Halacha here, we're going to quote it in a minute. He's Charif. Charif. And this is 100 years ago. How we have to make sure we're never in a state that we can't fulfill the mitzvahs that we have to do. And let me just add one, and this maybe is the most important one in our day, and that is the issue of Chil Hashem. And Chil Hashem affects, let me put it into three categories. It affects in front of Goyim, in front of Jews, and in front of one's own children. Those are three different areas, and each one is a very dangerous area. In front of Goyim, four years ago, my wife was on call in the ER in Maimonides on Purim nights. Of course, she was a pediatric. She says it was one of the worst nights she has ever seen in her... One of her worst nights of being a Jew in her entire life. She said, who was in there? A bunch of 13-year-olds or 11-year-olds getting their stomachs pumped, and they have blood alcohol levels of that's never been seen in the ER. Like, these residents were coming over to her. What's going on tonight? I mean, it's mamish unbelievable. Unbelievable. Chil Hashem mamish, Chil Hashem d'oraisa. And they're in there, and even when they're in there, it's not like they feel bad about it. And my wife said, they're sitting there, they're happy, they're thinking about Purim, whatever they want to think about. But this it's incredible, and this is something that it's a tremendous, tremendous problem. Forget the health issues, that they were almost dead. You know, that's obvious. But this is something that it's crazy. And this is just one hospital. It happens to be in a big Jewish area. But this is like it's happened in our community as well. It's happened in Woodmere in the past. And it is a very serious issue. The Chil Hashem aspect. Just to read you a Rambam. He said the Rambam in Hilchos Shuva. The first parak in Hilchos Shuva. We can learn Hilchos Shuva, not in L2. Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuva. He talks about Bizman She'ein Bes HaMikdash Kayim. He talks about what type of Shuva Machaper al Kol HaAveiros. Afilu Rasha Kol Yama V'Asa Shuva V'Achrona E'maskirin Lo Shem Risho. V'Asmo She'ein Yom Kippur Machaper L'Shavim. Yom Kippur is Machaper with Shuva. Then the Rambam says, "Afal pisha tshuva machaper es alakol." Even though tshuva works, the asmo sheyam kippur machaper yeshav eirashim is kapin b'shaitan, And Yesh Aveira, she mischaber in a lacher zman. Sometimes you gotta wait. Sometimes even Yom Kippur is not gonna be mechaper. It depends. If you did a mitzvah, if you over Adam HaMitzvah Zaseh, She'ein Bakaris V'asa Tshuva, then it's right away. If you violated the mitzvah Zaseh, you didn't shake Lula for a reason, you were upset, and you did Tshuva, right away you get Mechila. Over Adam HaMitzvah Losaseh, She'ein Bakaris V'amitzvah Bezdin, let's say you did a Losaseh, you wore Shatnez, then Tshuva Tole, Yom Kippur Mechaper. So you do Tshuva, and then Yom Kippur, tag team, so that gets the Kapara. What if you do one of the creases and Mises Bezdin and you do Tshuva? Then you have Tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurin, Rahman al-Aslan. Tag team, the triple are Mechaper. And then the Rambam says, the last two lines of the Perek, Bamed Zaborim Amurim, when do all of these work? Tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurin and all this? B'shaloch chilu les Hashem, Be'ish Sha'avar. If there's no chil Hashem in the picture. So that's when all of these things could be effective. Aval machalas Hashem, afal pi sha'asa tshuva, v'higia yom ha-kipurim, v'hu omid v'tshuvaso, ubo alav yisurin, eino mischaper lo kapara gemura ad sheyamus. El ha-tshuva v'yom ha-kipurim v'yisurin shlashed on tolin. It's the worst thing, says the Rambam. Chil Hashem is not something that we do, that we take lightly. The Gemara says you don't have to give cover to your Rebbe if your Rebbe's being machal Hashem. Right? You can stand up, because Chil Hashem, there's nothing that compares. So that's in front of Goyim, but it applies in front of Jews also. In front of Jews, there's just as much Achil Hashem, even if it's a totally Jewish environment. If we're in an environment, if we know that other Jews are going to look at us and become disgusted thinking about Yahadus and Torah and mitzvos, that's our achrayus to act properly. And again, and if this is what, then because of this, poskim say it can't be a mitzvah to get stone drunk and throw up all over everybody's living room. It can't be, even though it's done. It was done in the yeshivas I've been in. It's done in other yeshivas also. There's no yeshiva that's. But this is something. It's a problem. But look in the poskim. We're just trying to understand the halacha. And also, just another point. This is for a separate idea, and that is for the children. That's for the kids. If any kids in the house to see a parent acting in a certain way, it could be a major scar. A major scar that could take years and years to reverse. Besides the fact that they might look at us and say, oh, that's what we're supposed to do, that's how we're supposed to act. I mean, there are countless stories. You read the articles in the papers this past week that the number of people who are alcoholics, who their drinking problem can be traced back, that started on Purim. And we think it's only a one-time thing. But it's documented. So just in terms of violating other halachos, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Other halachos, Tefillas Yadayim, Birchas Hamazon, all this, forgetting the fact of Chil Hashem. So we always have to be make sure we know that. The Chaya Adam as well says in source number 12, and again, these are the Poske Hador that are talking. What does the Chaya Adam say? Let's start it with line 1. Kivach alanes haya idea yayin. We'll get back to that. Let's skip the first line. Third line. Amnam hayodea ba'atzmo she yizalzil oz b'mitzvah mit ha-mitzvos. If somebody knows that, they will chas v'shalom disgrace one of the mitzvos. B'detilas yadayim u'bracha u'birchas hamazon o shalo yispalo mincha o mayriv o yinokalos rosh mutav shalo yistaker v'kol ma'isav yu l'shem shamayim. Meaning, again, drink a little more than we're supposed to, that's the mitzvah. And the yayin ain't simcha el b'yayin. But always in a certain amount and knowing what the ends are going to be. Yeah.
I know all this false notes, but if you just read the parshas to tomorrow, ad lo yad is a tremendous.
So we have to figure out what that means. Obviously, the poskim are saying we can't take that so literally. And it can't be that the halacha demands a mitzvah drabanan is demanding this to possibly get into these situations. It can't be. So we're going to have to understand what to do. There is an interesting Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes and also the Emek Bracha, the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, also says this, which is a different, maybe Michael, this answers your point, how to understand Chayiv Inish Levesume. They say, and the Sfas Emes in Source 13 says, Dira Lefarish, De'ein HaKavana, Shemechuyev Lehistaker Kol Kacha Delo Yada. It can't, that's not what the Gemara means. Chayiv Inish Levesume, it doesn't mean that. You know what it means? Ella to kol hayom mechuyev lasok b'mishteh. You drink on Purim, every time you drink a cup of wine, that's the mitzvah. You will yotzei the mitzvah. What does ad lo yada mean? It means if you've reached that level, you're putter. The mitzvah is finished. But it doesn't mean that you have to get to that level. It means every time you drink, you have fulfilled the mitzvah. Va'ad lo yada adayin achiyev alav. And until you reach that level, there's a mitzvah, there's a kiyum every time you drink some wine. La'afuke kishihigia l'shirzeh. It's a shir, it's a maximum, you know, it's a limit. But it's not that, that's the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And that's exactly what the Emek Bracha quotes from Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter and the Sfas Emes said the same exact idea, kimat. That's kodem ha-shir, yotzei kol she'osik b'seuda. Every little amount that you drink is going to be a kiyum of the mitzvah. But it's not that you have a chiyah to do that. That's the maximum shir that you're already putter if you would reach that level. But really, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, and this Michael might understand, this is how they understood the Gemara. Chayvish levesume, that's the mitzvah, drink some, ad, until where does the chiyuv end? But not that that's the mitzvah till then. But where does the where you niftar then? So then, ad lo yada, once you reach that level, then you no longer have a mitzvah. But it's not that that's a mitzvah to get to there. So that's how the Rav Yisrael Salanter understood, quoted in Source 15, and that's what the Sfas Emes said as well. Did you hear that? Yeah. Sorry, yeah. All right. Okay, we're going to get to that. That's in the Ramah, but we're going to get to that in a minute. Just one more source, and then we'll get to that Ramah. And Ezra Sternbach has a pretty huge chiddush in Source 15, just about this whole sugya also. Sternbach says, okay, what's the mitzvah? Where does this whole sugya come from? It's interesting that Rava does not quote a source for his halacha. You would think, the chayav inus of assume dichsiv, something. He doesn't quote a makar, which we're going to get back to it in a little bit. But says the Rav Sternbach in source number 15 that he says, line 7, Nira, should the esem ain takanam yuchadis asakar b'purim. There's really no specific mitzvah to get drunk on Purim. Rak bikram mifurish yom mishtev esimcha. It just is that the pasuk says mishtev esimcha, to have a party. So what does it mean to have a mishtev, to have a party? Uba mishtev. In the olden, Ubamishta Nagu Lecho Matame Madan Mulistaker, Yalkarchak Bepurim, Yishlasos Vishaki Haigavna. In the olden days, when they had parties, when the Malachim had parties, that's what happened. Everybody got stones. Everybody went wild and crazy. So that's when, in the previous generations, if that's what royalty does, when they have a Suda, so then that's the way of celebration. Aval Bismanenu, in our day and age, so what does President Bush do when he has a state dinner? He doesn't get the... not happening. That's a mishta. You have the inaugural ball. Right? You have a barbecue. You have a cup of wine. You have a barbecue. Right? So, bizmanenu, afilu melachim osem mishta bebasar v'yayin, below nahagu b'mishtos at shichrus. Nobody gets like that now. That's not a mishta. So there's never... Rava only said that for the time period when mishta was mekuyim in that way. But in our day and age, says Rav Sternbach, nobody has a mishta that way. And it's all a din of kiyum of a mishteh. Mishteh means you have some wine. Right, you go to the bar, you have a cup of wine, you have some wine, you have an extra cup, you have a special cup of wine. V'yalkarcha kahayom b'su'udah, no, beautiful suda, that's what you're mekayim it. Kifi kocho b'basar v'yayin harbe matamim yotzi nami hamitzvah b'hidur v'yitzarach shichris mamish she'eino miderach mishteh hayom. Right, and therefore, that's today, b'zman hazeh, it would be different. Even if you want to accept that originally that was how you take Rava literally, but as Manazad, that mitzvah would not apply. Michael? No. Okay. So this is all backwards. So what should one do? So again, the Bach and the Beis Yosef, everybody said, Lamaisa, drink a little more than you usually do. If you usually have a half a cup of wine, have a whole cup of wine. Have a little more than usual. Make your head feel a little bit heavy. Something like that. But that's the mitzvah. If somebody knows that they can have three cups of wine, doesn't affect them, okay. Wonderful. Different people's bodies are different. But to go above and beyond where certain mitzvahs might not be fulfilled, certain Chil Hashem aspects might be stepped on, certain zilzulim, people might say by looking, so then one has to make sure that they do not cross those lines. The Ramah, though, says what was just referred to before. If you look back, 16, I gave it to you again. So the Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Chai Vinish Levesume, and says the Ramah, with all this background that we know, v'yesh omrim dein sorach le'stakar kol kach ela yishte yoser milimodo, drink more than you normally drink, v'yishan, and says the Rama, if it's possible, take a little nap. You drink a little bit, you feel a little heavy, go to sleep for half an hour. Umitoch sheyashen eino yodeya bein aruham and lebarach Mordechai. When you're sleeping, you don't know the difference between aruham and baruch Mordechai. That would be a kiyum of Rava. You drink a little bit, that'll make you a little heavy, and you'll fall down. And then the Ramah adds, "The echad hamarbe, the echad hamamit, ubelvad shelo yichad and libel l'shamayim. Okay, kavanah l'shem shamayim, but obviously kavanah speaks of l'shem shamayim, but you can't be machal l'shem shamayim with kavanah l'shem shamayim. Yeah. Yeah, but it's still a din in Mishta somewhat. It's good to have a little drink before they go to sleep. But in Chinami, that sounds like from that this is the kiyum of the Adalo Yada, but you have to get there through the Shtia. Basume, right. Then, what? Oh, so we're gonna get to that in a minute. Okay. Now two miscellaneous points. Number one, women. Are women at all involved in this? The Minhag Yisrael is not. But the Rishurmach says it b'feirush. She says it back in Source 18, again, that women are not mechuyavos in this. Even the way that we have been saying that most poskim understand the chiyuv, still ain't derech nashim b'shichros. Women were never included in this takana. Remember, there were four mitzvahs of afein hayu, right? The seuda and bishlachmanos and matanos levyonim and kriyas hamegillah. So women are included in the mitzvahs. This added element, you know, says Rav Sternbach, women were never Makabelas and was never meant for them. That is in terms of women. One other point before we get to the when, in Source 17, there's an interesting Marshon Vam Mitzia. I didn't see people connected to Purim. So the Gemara there says, he quotes it in the first line, Bahani Gimel Mili Avidi Rabbanan Dibishani Bimilaihu. Dibishani. There are three things that Talmud Chacham is allowed to fake. He's allowed to fake. Bimisechta, he's allowed to pretend that he didn't learn something, even though he did learn it. He's allowed to say, no, I don't really know that. He's allowed to do that so people don't, right, that doesn't act as a balgaiva. Bipuria, so in, literally, a puria is a bed in Aramaic. So that's why that's also, I saw somebody who says that chayv levesume bipuria. So maybe levesume, that's a remez to the fact that you have to go to sleep afterwards. Levesume bapuria, because puria is a bed in Aramaic. But says the Marsha, so the pashas of Akamara, it says bapuria, so the Rashi, I think there, says in Bamatsia, that the Talmud Chacham could be very private and he can lie about whether, you know, he was with his wife or not. Bapuria, with a bed, it's the Talmud Chacham, it's the pashas that anybody should know about it. So I think that's what Rashi says. But the Marsha says maybe there's an added element. Bapuria, so maybe he's referring to Purim. Ayin Pirish Rashi the Tosfos Odi Shlomo Pima Shekasa Perakama De Begila the Chayv Adam Lusumi Bapuria Adlo Yada Ben Arhon LeBaruch Mordechai Avidir Ben De Mishana Lomar De Lo Yada Gamim Hu Einem Avusam Kolkach. He could fake being a little, you know, tipsy, you know, so that's like, so he doesn't want to go over it. He wants to keep his head, so a little bit he could fake a little bit, says the Marsha. But that may be connected to Purias in the Gemara. When is this? When is the mitzvah? And then we'll get to the final Hashkafa point. So when is the mitzvah? This gets back to the diak that Menachem made before. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and if you look more so in the Rambam, where the Shulchan Aruch seems to have gotten from, the Rambam clearly puts this chiyuv along with Mishloach Manos, as we spoke about on Shabbos, in the halacha that talks about the seuda. If you look at source number 19, the Rambam says, Ketzad chova seuda zu. What is the obligation of the seuda? Sheyocha basar v'yiskan. Fleishiks, that's what we mentioned on the other day. Yiskakin suda noa b'shose yayin ashe yistakir the yirdam b'shichros. The Rambam is the one that says that you're supposed to go to sleep afterward, and then mishloach manos. So according to the Rambam, mishloach manos is part of the suda, but also the chiyuv of shtiyah, meaning there's no drinking at night. Everybody forget that we just spoke about. You're not supposed to go overboard even during the day, but at night, forget it. There's nothing. There's no kiyum. The Ramah had said to be marvik sas. But it's clear that the mitzvah of chayv inish levesume, or the kiyum of that, is in the suda. That's what the Rambam says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Even the story of Rabbi
was by the suda, right? Even the story of Rabbi Zeir was by
the.
Ah, in Achinami, that's another reason to say that the context is the suda in Achinami. That's nice, right? So maybe another reason why the Gemara puts that right afterwards to say that the mitzvah is during the suda. That's what the Briska Rav was medayik from this Rambam in Source 20. That Briska Rav is quoted. Okay, so let's just finish up the next 3 minutes. Just do two final points. So fine. So we've said that there's a mitzvah to drink in a certain limited way, more than usual, etc., as long as we don't step on and violate any other halachos. But ask the Abu Draham. Abu Draham, one of the early Rishonim, in his commentary on the Siddur. Isn't this mitzvah so against Hashkafas HaTorah? Okay, so we limited it, and we say it shouldn't violate, and this, you have to be careful, and do it a little bit more. Isn't it lemaisa against Hashkafas HaTorah? I mean, Lot, and Noah, and so many. So what's Rava doing? You know, what's the purpose? So we try to limit it so much, but Lachan Chila, why do you do it? So Sef the Abu Dram, a pshat that many other mepharshim say as well. Line 10, in the middle of source 21. How could they even say it? So many places in Torah and in Shas, you see, it's a terrible thing. Line 12. There's a reason that we drink wine on Purim. Because the Nisim of Purim happened through wine. The story of Purim was through wine. So when we drink some wine on Purim, that's a persume nisa of the story of Purim. Vashti, right? With wine, right? The whole story happened with wine. Ketov levimelech hayayin, the whole story of Esther came, the mishteh hayayin. Haman's mapala was the mishteh hayayin. Everything was yayin, yayin, yayin. So says the Abu Draham, that's why there's a kiyum of drinking wine. Kiyum of drinking wine, because that parallels and helps us remember the story of Purim itself. Because all the nisim happened through wine. And this is why, that according to many poskim, and it starts off with Rashi, the mitzvah is dafka yayin. The mitzvah is wine, it's not schnapps. It's not to get drunk. The mitzvah is dafka wine. If you look at that Rashi on the Mishnah, back in source number 2, what did Rashi say? Levesume biyayin, Rashi says, with wine. That's a Rashi. And the, if you look in the Lashon HaRambam that we just read, what did the Rambam say? Veshoseh yayin. Rambam specifically says wine. And there's even the Gilyoni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in source 23 says there's a Radvaz that seems to say this way. Because the Radvaz has a question. Let's say somebody makes a neder, right? I gave you the tshuva in source 24. Reuven makes a neder never to drink wine until he comes back to his house. He was traveling. I make a neder, I'm not going to drink wine. So is he allowed to drink mitzvah wine? Meaning Kiddush, Dalat Kosos, and Yayin on Purim. Those three cases. So says the Rav Yosef Engel, why doesn't he answer? They don't have to drink wine on Purim. So Kiddush and Dalat Kosos is fine. But Purim, drink other things. That's not wine. He says, Haraya, no, the Radvaz felt that Purim, you have to drink wine dafka, and not other Yayin HaMashachrin. So we know about Dalat Kosos, but it seems like from Rashi and from the Rambam and from others that it's dafka din in Yayin. So this all might be connected to the fact that the whole reason this is all here is because we're remembering the Nisan that happened through wine. So that is why it's yayin, and that is why it's we have it in the first place. So it's not as much of a kiyum according to this approach, right? It's not a did in getting drunk. If again, if you're at your suda and that's what you enjoy, you can have it. It's fine. It's a mitzvah to be happy, but it needs to be a kiyum, not to make kiddush. No kiddush here, but to have wine in during the meal is appropriate. Again, the last source we're not going to do, just to let you know, this is source 26, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, quotes three other pshatim. What does it mean, Adolo Yada? They have the same gematria, Baruch Mordechai, Arav Mordechai, or there was a pizmon they used to sing, and if you get mixed up, you wouldn't be able to sing straight. So different pshatim, what Adolo Yada is. But Lamaisa, what did we say tonight? We said there's a Rava says, Chayav Inishlo Desume, there's this controversial story right afterwards. It's unclear, what does the story tell us? Is the story supporting Rava or against Rava? The Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like Rava, but limited ways on both sides. The Beis Yosef and the Bach seem to come together. All the poskim seem to say, I didn't even read it to you, I have it here, but the Yesod Shorish V'Havoda, which is a tremendous sefer on a daily life, has very strong language about drinking on Purim and how we're supposed to do it. He says most of the time you lose the shachris the next morning also. Forget the mire of that night. But you still think about your shachris the next morning. So he says we really have to be careful when we act. But we said, you know, applies to women. We said the shita that maybe it's just sheer. That was the sfasemes. It's not a din in drinking itself. But again, the point is to remember the persume nisa, that the nisim happened with wine. So that should be our kiyum. We should drink a little more than we usually do, but we should always do it in the proper way. And kol kavanas yilu shem shemayim.